on it's like, y'all.
There's no God like Jehovah.
Such a time as this. Those of you with your Bibles, would you turn with me to the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 15, and stand on your feet as we make our proclamation. Proclamation. This is my Bible, God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. And today, I submit myself to God that He may prove His word in my life today. We're reading Luke, hallelujah, Luke chapter 15, and we're going to read one verse today, and that is verse 20. Luke chapter 15, verse 20. When you have it, say amen. Let us read the word of God. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I submit myself to your will on this morning. You know the strength that I have, and you know my weaknesses. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to open the eyes of the people that they can look around me and see you. They can look over me and see you. They can look through me and see you. And they can hear my voice and still hear you. For everything we say and do from this moment on is to your honor and to your glory. Bless your word as you bless your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. On Mother's Day, the Lord allowed me to come before you with mothers and mammies. Some of y'all remember that. Today, the Lord has given me a tale of three fathers. A tale of three fathers. I want you to look at somebody, look at one of them, look at someone really nice and smile and say, neighbor, daddy makes a difference. Look at somebody else and tell them again, daddy makes a difference. Amen. On this great Father's Day, there are some fathers that we need to look at and maybe some of us did not know. We're going to look at the MIA father. Hallelujah. There is a story in the book of Exodus chapter 4, verses 24 through 26, where this absentee father made his wife do something that fathers were supposed to do. And just give me a few minutes and let me tell you the story. If you could imagine that on this night of young men coming from boys to men, they're sitting around the campfire, and all the men are sitting there with their sons in front of them. Did you see how Deacon Woods was holding Brother Maury? Brother Maury was standing in front of him. Y'all, you know, the Lord just play all kind of, give me all kind of images. Well, brother, where's Brother Maury? Where'd he go? Okay, well, Brother Maury was standing, God was playing this picture. I want you to get in your mind, sitting around the campfire, and the fathers have their sons that are becoming of age, and they're sitting there talking, and the fathers are giving the story of how they circumcised their sons. They're smiling and grinning. Say, oh, baby, when I got you, you did this and you did that. And you hollered real long. And the sons were listening. They were all excited. Daddy, did I do that? He said, yeah. And then it went all around. And then it got to this one father. And his son sat anticipating his story. And his father had to look down at him. And he said, son, I worked late that night. Your mama did it. You know what? God sent me to do something, and I meant to circumcise you, but your mama did it. But she said you came through it like a champ. How could Moses be missing in action? We know Moses as the great deliverer. We know Moses as the one that God said, take off your shoes. You're standing on holy ground. But that night, somebody said that night, Moses' son looked at him and said, another time, you didn't have time for me. Fathers, let me tell you, no matter how great you are in the community, no matter how everybody else sees your praise, if you are nothing at home and to your family, you are nothing. We celebrate Moses, talked about him in Sunday school, but you never see a lesson when great to the people that whom you live with, you are not great. If your family cannot celebrate you, they can give you a trophy every week, but somebody's got to miss you when you leave here. And Moses had to sit there and he had to say, I'm sorry, but I had to work late. That doesn't help, men. Sure, you work overtime, but sometimes the overtime needs to be with your children. There was an uproar a couple of weeks ago when President Obama took his wife out for a night on the town. Hallelujah. We're fighting in Iraq and Iran and over in Afghanistan and got all kind of economically problems and stuff. But he said, I am the husband of this beautiful lady. And he stopped everything and took his wife out to dinner. Men, don't tell me you can't find time for your wife. Because Jody will get your woman in a New York minute. How is it you always got time to do what you want to do? But when it comes to the family, you tired, you broke down, you busted and disgusted. You better learn how to scratch until you get happy and do something with your family. Moses missing in action. You ain't never read a Bible story where we talked about that. Sometimes when God calls you, when he calls you, he wants you to do what he said do. But before you leave, set your house in order. Even when we read in Joshua, Joshua was the one that said, as far as me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And he made sure they served the Lord because he was the role model and the example for his family. Brother, let me tell you something. It is a slap in the face when your child got to go outside of the house to get a role model. It is a slap in the face when they need a word of encouragement. They got to call somebody else on the phone because you ain't got time to do nothing but beat the crap out of them and tell them what they can't do. Moses, the great deliverer, was nothing to his family. His son could not look up at him and say, oh, that's my daddy. His son looked at him and said, my daddy got time for everybody but me. That's why his wife told him, you have made me a bloody wife because I had to pull up and do things myself, the thing that you were supposed to do. Moses, the deliverer, is a nothing in his own house. Daddy makes a difference. Tell somebody, daddy make a difference. We have another story of Dr. Doolittle, King Ahab, 1 Kings, the 21st chapter. King Ahab went to work, and he was visiting in the community, and he went to Naboth, and he told Naboth, he said, I want your vineyard. Naboth said, I ain't giving it to you. And he went home, and he said, I'm so tired, I'm trying to do all I can do. Went back to Naboth. Naboth said, I'm not giving it to you. So at that time, he went home, he kicked the door open, and he went up and he slammed the bedroom door, and he went off to himself, and he didn't want to talk to anybody because he was upset. He brought his work home and made everybody else pay for it. Let me say that again. He brought his work home and made everybody else pay for it. Slammed the door and went in a room by himself. And his wife had to go in and say, baby, what's wrong? You tell me what it is, and I'll make it right for you. Ahab was in the bed, all wrapped up, and got his mouth poked out. In case y'all didn't know it, brothers pout too. Let me say that again. Brothers know how to pout too. And it's a shame when you get upset at home and you get upset in the street, and the people in your house who had nothing to do with it got to pay for what somebody else did. It's a shame when you got smiles for in the streets, and when you get home, your mouth is poked out and nobody at home know why you upset. Don't only learn how to delegate, but men, learn how to separate. Hello, I need some help in here, women. Learn how to separate. Hallelujah. If you didn't get mad at home, don't bring the streets to your house, and don't take your house to your job. Separate the two. The kids were having fun. Jezebel was getting ready to kill somebody else, and Ahab walked in, and all of a sudden, he messed up the plans. Men, let me tell you, if you got a happy atmosphere before you get home, you are supposed to come and increase the joy. Hallelujah. Say, Daddy, increase the joy. Say it again, Daddy, increase the joy. It is a heartbreaking thing to God when you, who are the head of the house, come in and mess up everything in the house.
Watch out now.
Somebody said, help us, Lord. Now, see, brothers, y'all don't help, because when I was talking about the women, y'all was grinning.
Oh, yeah.
If I step on your toes, take your shoes off and rub your toes, because I'm not through yet. We find over here that when we look at Ahab's sons coming behind him, they looked and they saw where Ahab allowed his wife to go and do some killing that he should have done. They went and looked how he had his wife to go out and make things right when he should have done them. Men, let me tell you, it does not make the problem go away when you come in with the problem and you don't share it with nobody. It does not make the problem go away when you sit around and you pout and you don't try to understand what is going on. It is not just the wife that's supposed to know that the kids got an F on their report card. Fathers are supposed to know too. Somebody say amen. It's not enough to know that Johnny broke the window out the neighbor's door, out the neighbor's house with that baseball, but you're supposed to be there. And it ain't the wife that's supposed to go over and make restitution. But if you're the head of your house, then you need to be the head up in everything. Somebody say, Daddy makes a difference. Hallelujah. We sit back and we want the men, we want to sit up and we want to be the head of everything that does not matter. Hello. It doesn't matter who gets the biggest pork chop on the table. Just make sure everybody get a pork chop. It doesn't matter that if everybody get a pair of shoes, you try to make sure it's enough money so you can get your pair of shoes. Steady, sometimes you don't need no shoes. King Ahab went to bed because his feelings was hurt. Baby, they didn't hurt my feelings. And here come Wonder Woman going to come up and say, I can do it. I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never, never let you forget you the man. Hallelujah. But men need to know. Men, you just can't be the head when things are going right. You need to be the head at all times. Somebody said all times. Because Daddy makes the difference. When we look over in Luke chapter 1, verse 17, the word said that we want the Lord to turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children. To turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children. Even as we sit and look today, we have to understand that some of our young ladies and young men will never know what it's like to have a man around the house. Just last night when the drivers were bringing our young ladies home, some of our young ladies are so unaccustomed to having a man open the door that when the driver got around to the door, they were already out of the car. And they were shocked that the driver was standing there and said, baby, I was coming. But they were like, for what? Daddy, every now and then, take your daughter driving. Take her riding and let her know this is what a princess is supposed to do. Sit in the car and let him open the door for you. Hallelujah. And then don't just take him to McDonald's. Every now and then, take him to a restaurant that got cloth napkins and let him know this is what a man will do for a queen. Hallelujah. And daddy, every now and then, if you can't take your wife out to a movie, y'all all right? Send the kids somewhere, get you some microwave popcorn, and rent a movie. Hallelujah. But keep the home fires burning, baby. Huh? Tell them to keep it hot. Women, tell them keep it hot. Women, tell them keep it hot. Because when you keep it hot, they'll stay at home. Sister, y'all ain't going to help me? I need some brothers, say amen. But we have young ladies and young men. The young men don't know how to treat young ladies because they are not seeing it. But brothers, every now and then, pull the young men aside. Don't it make you upset when you see young men still running around with their pants hanging off their butt? Doesn't that upset you? Doesn't it upset you when brothers are walking the street grabbing what they hope will grow later? Don't that bother you? And the same hand they grab and they want to shake your hand. I don't think so. Somebody say, preach, Reverend. We need to tell them something. Brothers, to sit up in your face and go to dig and come out, how you doing? I don't think so. My Lord, my God. But when they don't see better, they don't know how to do better. Let your name repeat after me. Daddy, yes, makes a difference. Yes. And in these days and times when daddy is absent from so many families, brothers in the church, if you know better, get one of these brothers and teach them and train them how to be better. Yes. My goodness. And now, we know about MIA, and we know about Dr. Doolittle. Now let's talk about Superman. In Luke chapter 15 and verse 20, we have where the prodigal son had left home, and he got in a whole bunch of trouble. And after he had spent all his money, and he was in the hog pen thinking about eating the husk of the hogs, and he thought about, my father has hired servants that eat much better than this, and I need to go back home, and I don't know how I'm going to tell daddy I'm sorry. I don't know how I'm going to I don't know how I'm going to work up this story. And he was practicing how he was going to give daddy this story because he knew that he had messed up, but he was trying to get home, and he was so frustrated, and he didn't know how he was going to tell his daddy. But when he got there, he said, I'll just say, daddy, I messed up, and I'm sorry. And his daddy had never stopped looking for him since the time he left home. Daddy was sitting in the window saying, Lord, bring my son back home. He left home too soon. God, I don't care how he comes home. Just don't send him home in a box. Oh, God, if you just send my baby home. And then one day, Superman was looking in the window, and he saw his baby coming down the street. And he said, oh, there's my baby. And he went running to his baby, and he grabbed his baby, and he kissed his baby. And his daddy was trying to say, daddy, I need to tell you that I messed up. Daddy said, that don't mind, son. You at home. He said, daddy, I spent all my money. He said, that don't matter, son. You at home. He said, daddy, but I'm raggedy and dirty. He said, that don't matter, baby. You at home.
because daddy knows it doesn't matter what you've been through. He loves you enough to clean you up out of all of your mess. Superman says, I don't care what you've been in. I'm here to get you out of whatever you fell into. And some of us today, we sit just like that young boy. We have been prodigal in so many areas of our life. We have sat in church year after year, and we found ourselves backsliding. We found ourselves back in the whole pen. And instead of coming back to church, we come in and we sit way in the back with our head dropped, like don't nobody know you back in church. But let me tell you, Superman said it doesn't matter how dirty you are, he can clean you up. Superman says everybody have failed sometimes. Superman says, quit looking about your past. He's got a brand new future. All you got to do is cry unto the Father who is able to forgive you from all of your transgressions. I thank God for Super Daddy. We are here today because of a God who loves us. We are here today because when we messed up, Daddy God gave us another chance. We are here today because when we were too filthy to live and wasn't fit to die, your Father looked down and Jesus said, Lord, make me a body. We are here today because when we couldn't die for ourselves, Christ died for us. While we were yet sinners, he went to the cross. He who knew no sin picked up your sin and my sin, and he died on the cross, that through his death, his life, and resurrection, we would be caught up in the twinkling of an eye. Super Daddy God made a way out of no way. Super Daddy God put a light on our pathway. Super Daddy God. You, but I don't have any grace to give back from yesterday, because all the grace that he gave me, I needed it. I don't have any favor to turn in, because all of the favor, I needed it. I don't have any leftover love, because all the love that he bestowed on me, I need it. Let me tell you, you have a daddy that says like this, call on me in your day of trouble and I will deliver you. You have a father that says, look unto the hills from which cometh your help, and all of your help will come from me. You have a daddy that says, no weapon on this earth will prosper that is against you, but I will deliver you. You have a daddy. You have a daddy that says, whatever you need, I'll give it to you. Ask me and I'll give it to you. I'm knocking on your door. Open it up that I can come in. I'm looking for you, just like the prodigal son father looked for him. So we have a tale today of three fathers. Missing in Action, Dr. Doolittle, and Super Dad. And if you know the Superman that I'm talking about, you ought to just wave your hand. If Superman is the one that gave you a second chance at life, you need to say glory. And if you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that if it had not been for the Lord on your side, in hell you would lift up your hand. You need to say glory. You need to say glory. Of all the fathers that I know, I thank God for Daddy God, who looked beyond my fault and supplied my need. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Thank you for Jesus. And on this Father's Day, it is my prayer that you know more Superman than you do Dr. Doolittle's. It is my prayer that you know more super fathers than you do those missing in action. And when your back is up against the wall, I hope you don't call Hollywood for Denzel or Ty Diggs. But I hope you can go to the throne and get on your Holy Ghost phone and say, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, whither shall I go? Do you know a super daddy? Do you know the one true super father? Are you glad that you know him? Are you glad that he knows you? Because the truth of the matter is this. When daddy is gone, the father is still here. And if you don't know daddy, the father is still here. When daddy runs out of strength, daddy God is still here. Whatever you need, he's right there. Wherever you go, he goes with you. Whatever, it's never too early and it's never too late. He said, call me. He said, call me. And if you need a daddy right now, I dare you to call Jesus. I dare you to call Jesus. 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 Because daddy makes the difference. The doors of the church are open. You may come by letter, Christian experience, candidate for baptism.